We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Michael Bennett, Ray in Morristown. Mistake by the Eagles, man. What's going on?
Marks, man, how you doing? Ike, brother, how you feel?
Well, Ray.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be feeling excellent, Marks, man, because this was a horrible, horrible decision. The Eagle, what are they doing? I mean, you know, this is a situation where you had some holes in this team. Now you're creating more problems just for them to have to fix. And then if you, all you're doing is really trading guys around. I mean, if you didn't want to pay Bennett a few extra bucks, but you're going to bring in some stiff, do basically the same thing. You might as well just kept him. He's already familiar. He's in the system. He's a good leader on the defense. I just don't understand what they're doing. Obviously, they're trying to free up some room, but for what end? To what end? I don't know. I worry about that defense. I mean, you know, Schwartz struggled for the last two seasons.
And you know he doesn't blitz. He doesn't blitz.
We haven't been getting a lot of pressure on quarterbacks over the last couple of seasons. I mean, we're not leading the league in sacks.
Sacks.
You know, so, I mean,
I don't know, Ray. I don't know, Ray. I'm telling you, man. Listen, you know I usually roll with this team when they do things. But right now, I'm not understanding it. I'm not understanding it. Unless somebody tells me something that is not public knowledge, just from a football standpoint, I don't get it. I get not giving him a new contract. I get Michael Bennett wanting a new contract.
Well, we said it
at
the end of the year.
But that's just business. Yeah, this is just business. Players want new deals. Teams don't think you deserve a new deal, or they do.
No player that had, I would say Bennett had a Pro Bowl-ish type year.
No doubt he had a Pro Bowl-type year.
Right? He did.
Yes.
He did. And when you're going into a final year of a contract with no guaranteed money, every player that had a good season is not going to be happy when they come to camp. Brandon Graham wasn't happy coming to camp.
And that's coming off of winning the Super Bowl.
And he was making $6.5 million.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, Brandon said, I'm not walking away from that paycheck. I'm not going to not report.
He knew he was going to be a free agent the next year, so that does him no good anyway.
A little bit younger than Michael Bennett.
Yeah.
Michael Bennett was not going to be happy about, or he wasn't going to do
it. Yeah, he wouldn't be happy right now. But what is he going to do? Like, kill his career and throw away $7 million? Like, is that what he's going to do? Like, what is he going to do?
Okay, the old ladies in wheelchairs might have to look out. He might be a little angry.
Players are typically upset with their contracts right now. It's close to free agency. You know what? Michael Bennett and his agent, mainly Michael Bennett, he knows there are a bunch of guys that are about to get paid. He knows this. You know, well, and here's the thing. He's looking at it like, I'm coming off of getting 9 sacks. This will be the last deal I get.
Yeah.
So from a business standpoint, from his standpoint, I get it.
Yeah.
But if I'm the Eagles, I also am saying to myself, no, you're under contract. We're not giving you a new deal right now. You're not going to be a starter, so we're not going to pay you like you're a starter. And for you being
and
a
we're
backup,
not giving you additional years
right,
because
no.
we want to walk away
well,
from
Well, you're 34 it. Years old after
right,
next year.
Right.
You're 34
right.
years old.
Right. Yeah, you
Michael Bennett isn't the first player that came to the Eagles in the last year of their deal wanting a new deal. Raise my hand. I did it.
Right.
And they told me, no, we'll talk to you at the end of the season. You go play.
Yeah.
Brandon Graham did it last year.
No, I mean, I think you're right. He's unhappy about it, but he's eventually going to come in because
he'll
wants
get
the
over
paychecks.
It. Exactly. He'll get over it. He'll get over it.
Michael Bennett traded to the Patriots.
Everybody's mad right now because they want that new money.
Michael Bennett and a 7th-round pick to the Patriots. The Eagles get a 5th-rounder next year, not this year. In 2020, they get a 5th-rounder. Nick in Summers Point. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you?
What up, Nick?
Good. Yeah, it's like you said, you hit the nail on the head. This regime has earned our time to explain themselves or to make the moves or whatever. But
right.
you had a highly productive guy on a cheap deal. Like, I'm baffled. And because even if you're going after a different position, now you really weaken the defensive end, you know, defensive line in general. Jernigan's gone. Long's a year older. Graham's a good guy. I'm glad they re-signed him, but he's not a sack guy. We had a highly productive, high-number sack guy on a cheap contract. That's kind of like the dream, isn't it? Like, if I told you, hey, the Eagles are going to get a guy who's going to get you 9 sacks, guess what? They're only going to have to pay him $7 million. Wouldn't you be like, well, fantastic?
We'll take that all the time, yes, man. You're right. That's great production. Yes. Great production. Yep.
So I'm going to hold my breath and trust how he surprised me before, but I mean, what they got back, and of all people, like, if it was to the Browns or to like the Buccaneers, it's like, all right, the Patriots, you bolstered the Patriots, too, on top of it.
Right.
You made it the mortal enemy of most teams better. You know, like, I just don't know. I mean, if it was like, you know, fifth round, or, all right, all day, guys, I understand. But that was just table scraps what they got. So I don't understand. I'll wait and see. But
yeah, we'll wait and
see. I'm with you, Nick, and I think a lot of us will. Hey, listen, they've earned the benefit of the doubt. No doubt about that. I'm not outraged. I'm actually surprised they basically gave him what he wanted.
But here's the other thing.
By moving on from him, because that's what he's saying to himself now. He may be like, okay, you traded me to the Patriots. Yes, it's a winning organization, but I'm probably not getting paid here either. So they didn't do him any favors as far as sending him somewhere where
he's going somewhere else.
He's going to get a new deal.
And he's in a 3-4 defense. He's no longer a 4-3 defensive end. So tell me who I'm missing here. The defensive ends, and they're going to have to make a move, but the defensive ends on the roster right now would be Brandon Graham.
Yep.
Derek Barnett.
Yep.
And Josh Sweat.
Yeah, Chris Long, I believe.
And Chris Long, who...
If he doesn't retire.
If he comes back.
Right.
Is that enough?
No. Not even.
Right. I mean, it was kind of rhetorical.
Yeah,
like,
I
no,
figured
that,
it was.
That's not enough, right?
Right.
In fact, I know that's not enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... I'm not feeling that. But you know what? Here's the deal. I this doesn't signal to me that they're going to be big players in free agency. This doesn't say that to me for a defensive end.
Trade, maybe? It's like, listen, they can't just – if their plan is they're going to draft somebody high.
I don't even know what –
I don't like that plan.
Well, here's the thing. I don't even – well, they're going to draft a D lineman.
Well, I agree with you, but I mean, are we talking about he's going to be relied on for 30 snaps a game? And Josh Sweat's another guy that's going to be relied on. I don't know if I like that. I don't like that plan.
Awfully young. Yeah, you're getting awfully young.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.